early to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town and she's looking good. There's a fresh freckle face in the
last time I tried to bring any class to this town.
What do you mean?
Today's gourmet delight. Look, nobody ordered the frog legs.
Mel, I think you're just supposed to serve the legs, not the whole frog.
And what am I supposed to do with the rest of it?
Well, I can tell you what some of the customers suggested you do. I'll get it.
Hey, Flo, how about going to drive-in with me?
What's playing?
Me.
Oh, a science fiction movie, huh?
Oh, now, Flo, come on, you'll have a good time.
Listen, Andy, I've heard about you in the drive-in. You don't even park facing the screen.
You bet. Thanks a lot. Bye. Flo. Oh, yeah. Oh, you know who that was? Is it on the phone just now?
Jimmy Carter, and he named you Nut of the Month.
No, it was Slim Stompinata, a nightclub owner.
A nightclub owner?
Yeah. He heard me sing at the VFW last month, and he just offered me a job.
Oh, honey, that's great.
Does that mean you're leaving me?
No, no, it's just for tonight. His regular sing is out with the flu. But you never know where these things can lead.
That's right. My aunt had the flu once, and she ended up dead.
Alice, honey, that's just wonderful.
Isn't it neat? And I got a new number. I can try it out tonight.
What's the name of the club?
Oh, it's the Hot Shot in Flat Rock.
Oh, that is a real rough joint, Alice. How many bars do you know that don't have glasses?
Oh, dear. It's a chance. I'm going to take it. I mean, you never know who might come in there and discover me.
Well, honey, the boys that come in there are more interested in uncovering than discovering.
Alice, somebody has to be there to protect you. Somebody's got to keep the slobs away.
Don't worry. I'll go with her.
That should do it.
Oh, come on.
Listen, honey, if you want me to, I'll break my date and go down there with you.
Flo, I'm from New Jersey. I played the Rusty Nail in Newark. They put barbed wire between me and the customers.
Well, compared to the Hot Shot, that place sounds like Sunnybrook Farm. Now, listen, Alice, you really got to know how to handle yourself down there.
Don't be silly, will you? What could possibly happen?
Come on. We all get a move in here. Move it.
Let's go. We don't have all night. I guess you want an engraved invitation.
I want to know why I'm here.
You're here because you're under arrest, that's why.
Uh-huh. Oh, how exciting. I've never been in the slammer before.
What's the charge?
You know what the charge is. Soliciting.
Soliciting? We weren't trying to sell anything.
Vera, he's not talking about Tupperware.
I guess you all know that you're being held here on a C-12.
Do you think we'll be on the news? I'd love to hear the man say, Vera arrested. Film at 11.
She's innocent. She was there because of me.
Sure. And I suppose you were there collecting for the Arizona Home for the Tall.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, Harley, look at her. Jack the Ripper wouldn't even give her an estimate.
Hey, I never give estimates.
I don't even validate.
Well, maybe you're right. Go on home, Mary Poppins.
Okay, thanks a lot, Sheriff. I knew you'd understand. Come on, Vera.
Hold it. She goes, you stay here with Debbie and Melinda.
Alice?
It's okay, honey. You go ahead.
I'll wait in the car.
We don't have one. Vera, do me a favor. Call the babysitter and say I may be a little late.
About 5 years late.
It's okay. You go ahead.
Come on, girls, take a seat, will you?
Oh, come on, Harley. We want a split. Would you make up the bill and we'll pay it, huh?
Okay. But you wait right here. Here?
Yeah.
So, what happens now?
Relax, sweetie. It's just routine.
Routine?
Yeah.
For who, Bonnie and Clyde? I've never been arrested before.
Hey, you're kind of new in the business, aren't you, honey?
What business? I'm not in the business. You don't understand. When I'm not singing, I'm a waitress in Mel's Diner in Phoenix.
I was once a waitress, but I got tired of working on my feet all day.
Oh. Boy, I could never be a waitress. I hate getting up and going to work.
In our business, we don't have that problem. When I wake up in the morning, I'm already in the office.
Oh, yeah, but Alice, if you're thinking of changing professions, don't. You're real good, you know? When I heard you sing My Funny Valentine, I cried.
You did? Debbie, you cry when you order Jell-O.
This is different. I mean it. You are a real good singer.
Oh, you're sweet. Thanks a lot. And I'm sure that you're very good at... Whatever you do.
Thanks. It's nice to be appreciated by a fellow pro.
Hey, Alice, don't let this stuff bother you. When Marshall Dillon out there comes back, we just post bail and we're out of here. That's all.
So how much is bail?
$25.
I don't have $25. And I don't think this place is on a diner's club.
Hey, I'll lend you the money.
You will? Oh, thanks, Melinda. Are you sure you can spare $25?
Does Kojak suck lollipops?
Morning, Mel. How's the happy hooker?
Kiss my grits.
Now, come on, honey. You can't say that we didn't warn you.
She is really uptight. Talk to her. The nut is going to fight the charge.
Listen, I didn't do anything wrong, and I don't want anyone thinking that I did.
What if you fight it and you lose? Do you want to be known as Alice Hyatt or Prisoner 32174?
I don't care. I'll get an unlisted number.
Well, now, listen, honey, that's flat rock. Ain't nobody gonna know about it here.
Alice, look at this.
What?
You're famous.
Local waitress arrested for prostitution.
Film at 11.
Nobody will ever know, huh?
Isn't it wonderful, Alice? Page one.
Oh, it's terrific. The only thing missing is my address.
Oh, no, that's on page 16. The story's continued.
Oh.
Well, now, listen, honey, I know that it looks bad, but it'll all blow over and be forgot.
That's what Nixon said about Watergate.
Alice, will you relax? My customers don't read the newspapers anyway.
He's right, honey. They don't read anything unless it's written on the men's room wall.
I hope so.
Alice Hyatt, you old moonlighter, you. Sure's a great article you got here.
He must have got the early edition of the men's room wall.
Would you autograph it for me? Write something sexy. I want to show the boys I know a real celebrity.
There you go, Andy. Think the boys will like that?
Alice, is this a threat or a promise?
Andy,
Go
suck an egg. That does it. I'm fighting this thing.
All right, now, wait a minute, honey. What about Tommy?
I'm going to tell him everything when he comes home from school.
How does the mother tell her 12-year-old son that she's been arrested for prostitution?
Very carefully. Oh, hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Mom. What are you doing home?
Well, I want to talk to you.
Oh, what about?
Tommy, something happened last night where I was working at that club.
What?
I got arrested.
You don't sing that bad.
No, it wasn't for my singing. Now listen, sweetheart, this may be confusing to you, so listen very carefully, okay? There were some women at the bar.
So?
So, they're the kind of women who were... They're very affectionate to men, you know what I mean?
Oh, then they're not the men's wives, right?
You're not making this very easy on me, are you? Hey, I'm not finished yet. Come here. They're women who... They take money for certain favors that they do for men. that they get money for, which is unfortunately illegal, and the sheriff thought that I was one of them.
He thought you were a hooker?
Yes. How do you know about hookers? What are you laughing at? What's so funny?
Well, that anyone would think that you were a hooker. I mean, aren't they supposed to be sexy and wild?
Well, I'm not exactly Bigfoot, you know.
You really got busted?
Yeah.
No kidding? Oh, this sure beats the heck out of Charlie Smith's mother winning the pie baking contest.
Hey, listen, this is not something you brag about, you know. I could be arrested and thrown in jail.
Not if you're innocent.
Well, that's true. And that's how I feel. But Mel and Flo feel that I should just pay the fine and not blow the story up any bigger.
Wrong. You've got to fight it. You're always teaching me to stand up for my rights. You should do the same.
You really think so?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, what if I lose?
Then you've learned a lesson.
What?
Never listen to a 12-year-old kid.
Hi, Debbie. Hi, Melinda. What are you doing here?
Slumming. Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for coming by. Listen, Melinda, the 25 that I owe you, can I give you a check?
Oh, gee, we don't usually take checks.
Oh, from a woman, it'll be good.
Okay. Oh, Flo, this is Melinda and Debbie, the two girls I told you about.
Hi.
Hi.
Ooh, I like that coat.
Oh, thank you. It's Nutrium Ink.
You want to try it on?
Oh, can I?
Sure.
Oh, look, Alice, I'm an endangered species.
Melinda, here you go. Thanks an awful lot.
Hey, are you sure you won't need it to pay the fine? It's $50.
I'm not going to pay the fine. I'm going to plead not guilty, which is why I asked you to come here, because you know the truth, and I want you to be my witnesses.
Oh, no way.
Oh, we can't get the sheriff in that town mad at us.
Well, you got to help me fight this.
Alice, we'd do anything for you, but, well, next to speeding tickets, our fines are Flat Rock's main source of income.
Yeah, so far, me and Melinda paid for the Barry Goldwater statue, 2 stoplights, and the cannon in the park.
Well, what am I going to do?
Hey, no problem. You'll need a lawyer, that's all. You can use mine. He handles these cases all the time. I'll give him a call for you, okay?
Okay.
Sure. Oh, he's good. Real class. He's got an alligator briefcase.
Is this the Flat Rock pool hall? Yeah, could I talk to Swifty Spinoza, please? Oh, yeah. Sure, sure, I'll wait. He's chalking his cue.
Debbie, can I get you a cup of coffee?
Oh, great.
Alice, come here.
Just a second, will you? Yeah, what's up?
What are those two cheap broads doing in here?
Shh. Mel, they're friends of mine.
Hey. I know you.
Well, me? No, you don't. No, you don't.
Yeah, a couple of months ago at the bar at the Belmont Hotel. You're Doc.
Doc? Nah, he may be sleepy or dopey, but he ain't Doc.
Sure he is. You tell me all about your practice. Where's that hospital you work in again, Tucson?
Oh, he don't work in no hospital. His food just keeps him in business.
A lot of people think that I look like a doctor. It's because I'm so gentle.
Says who?
This is getting ridiculous now.
Yeah. What's a doctor doing owning a diner?
Oh, it's a tax shelter.
You get these two broads out of here. You don't know what kind of degenerates they can attract.
Oh, really, Doc?
Listen, Swifty, I got a friend I'd like you to defend. She's a waitress and... No, she's really a waitress. Yeah. The case is at Flat Rock Court tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. Oh, I see.
What?
Thanks.
What?
He won't touch the case. The judge's curtain's con over.
Curtains?
Yeah. He still believes in public flogging.
Oh, with curtains, there's only one thing we can do. We gotta throw ourselves on the mercy of the judge.
No, you mean the mercy of the court.
Honey, we know where we're throwing ourselves. See you in court.
Yeah, bye, girls. Oh, Debbie, honey, you forgot your coat.
Bye, Flo.
Bye.
Alice, I don't think you have a thing to worry about. That judge looks like somebody's grandfather.
All right, this is violation of Section 312 of the Penal Code, prostitution. How do you plead, young lady?
Not guilty.
Okay, I'm not the only one.
According to the evidence I have here in front of me, you are guilty. That'll be $500.
$500? I don't have $500.
Well, then we have you for 60 days.
60 days?
Well, see, she's probably in here every night. That's why I threw the book at her. She's got to be a 10-time loser.
Now, young lady, since this is your first offense, I've been quite lenient with you. I trust I will not see you in my courtroom again. Sheriff?
Step right this way, miss.
Next case, defendant Alice Hyatt.
Sir, present.
Mrs. Hyatt, this is not school. Would you please approach the bench? Mrs. Hyatt, you're accused of violation of Section 312 of the Penal Code, prostitution. Are you represented by counsel?
I am my own counsel, Your Honor.
I see. How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
Your Honor, before I plead, I would like to make a statement.
Mrs. Hyatt, that's really not necessary.
Your Honor, ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Mrs. Hyatt, there is no jury here. Do you see a jury here?
No, I don't.
Well, then can we just get on with it?
Good point, Your Honor. Your Honor, all I was doing when I was arrested was singing a song.
A song?
Yes, sir.
What song?
Love for Sale.
Love? While you were in this place, did you receive any money?
Only $5.
Only $5? Were you running a special? How did this money change hands?
He stuffed it in my snifter.
I beg your pardon?
My brandy snifter. The money was for doing a request.
What?
What? A number. No, a song.
All right, go on, go on.
That's all there is to it, Your Honor.
So, as I understand it, you were working this dive. You sang Love for Sale, then accepted money from a stranger... for which you did a number.
That's my case.
That's the prosecution's case. Now, how do you plead?
I don't know. See, I want to plead not guilty, but I'm afraid to after I see what you did to the other girl. I mean, what Justice did. I mean, you know what happened. Your Honor, I'm really not guilty. If you were me, Your Honor, how would you plead?
Insanity. Mrs. Hyatt, this report from Sheriff McElroy is very incriminating.
This is it? There are three sentences here.
Guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty. This says I was seen in a place frequented by prostitutes and in their company. That makes me a prostitute?
In my town, it does.
There were also men there in tennis shorts. Does that make me a tennis player?
Look, all I know is, Your Honor, that this woman was seen in the presence of two known prostitutes. She was sitting there right next to him. Now, for me, that's breaking the law. I mean, we're known by the company we keep.
I see. Your Honor, I would like to make a citizen's arrest.
Who? For what?
The sheriff for prostitution.
What? What are you talking about?
He's in the company of two known prostitutes. I'm sorry. Sitting right next to him.
She's crazy. All I did was sit there.
The defense rests.
Well, Harley, seems I have two choices. I either send both of you to jail or set both of you free.
I'll drop the charges if you will.
Case dismissed.
You are some kind of lawyer.
Hey, that was fantastic, kid. You're a real pro.
Well, I don't know about that, but at least I'm free.
Your Honor, her use of the word pro and my use of the word free in no way implied that free means that I didn't take money. I didn't.
Mrs. Hyatt, let me give you some free legal advice.
Yes, sir.
Shut up.
Good point, Your Honor. Thank you.
I'll bring it right away.
How do you like that lousy turkey?
Oh, did it run away again?
Oh, keep it up, Alice. Tommy's liable to be an orphan.
What happened? What's the matter? Oh,
the inspector from the Board of Health is threatening to give me a citation.
Well, won't you get Alice to defend you?
You imagine that Fink threatening me? Me? My food stands on its own reputation.
It not only stands, it moves around on the plate a lot, too.
Listen, I thought you always gave him a bribe.
I did.
So what's the big problem?
I also gave him a lunch.
I can see that anchor man now. Male Steiner poisons health inspector.
Film at 11.
Fun.